Welcome to the June 28th edition of the First EPC Sermon Podcast. Today's edition of the podcast is a little different. Today we'll hear from a group of junior high youth and their adult leaders as they tell us about their experiences at this year's EDGE Conference. The EDGE Conference is held in July each year at Covenant College on top of Lookout Mountain. First EPC youth have been attending the EDGE for 8 years. Here with an introduction and our scripture reading is Youth Director Brad Stamp.
If you will please stand with me as we read from the scripture this morning. This week at the EDGE, they gave us a memory verse to work on. Our group wasn't the best at working on it, but it's still a great verse, and so I thought we would share it this morning. 2 Samuel 22:31. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. Thanks be to God for His word. You may have a seat. Join with me as I pray. Father, we just thank You for this morning. Lord, we thank You that Your way is perfect. God, teach us how Your word proves true. Teach us how to take refuge in You, God. Lord, be with us this morning as we try to put into words how we experienced You this week, God. Lord, just be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Children up to fourth grade are dismissed now for children's church. Miss Danielle gets to have fun with them today. So this week we were in at Covenant College, Lookout Mountain, Georgia. This is our sixth or seventh time going to the EDGE. I'm not exactly sure. For those of you that maybe don't know, the EDGE is a counselor-focused Reformed conference for middle school students. Next year will be the EDGE's 20th year, actually. Through 5 days of activities, things like water fest, color fest, tournaments, church time, whitewater rafting, all kinds of things, various talks, times of worship, campers and counselors build relationships with each other. The second to last night of the camp is commitment night. Students are presented with the gospel and are given the opportunity to respond to the gospel. While the EDGE is a very fun trip, it is also one in which God works in the hearts of students and counselors. Many students in our youth program have grown closer in their walk with Christ because of the EDGE over the years. And I believe this year is no different. We encountered God atop Lookout Mountain, and we're excited to share this experience the best way we can. Each evening we heard talks from Andy Lewis, the pastor of Mitchell Road Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. I've tried to summarize and just, I wanted to share with you, kind of the basis of what we experienced. So these are the points, that he shared. I think some of them will be on the screen behind you. So the first night we talked about creation, that God is a creator God, and that He created each of us for a reason. In Genesis, God is first described as the creator. Then through the story of David and Goliath, we learned that God does not look at the outside. He looks at what's on the inside. That God made us for a purpose, and we were not an afterthought. He made us to glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. On the second night, it got a little deeper and a little bit more heavy, and we learned about the fall, that everything is broken. Through the story of David and Bathsheba, we were reminded that sin destroys everything. Sin in our lives causes us to fall away from God, who wants us to be with Him, and who wants calls us to fall away from the path God has for us. David felt he didn't need God. He had been anointed king and was to fulfill that role. Kings were to go off to war, and we read in 2 Samuel that David decided not to do that. He was not fulfilling his role in the office of king. He then fell into more sin. Sex, murder, deceit, all kinds of things. This, Andy reminded us, that sin takes us further than we ever intend to go. sin immediately separates us from God and from each other. Because God is a holy God, our sin must be punished. And because of sin, everything is broken. People are hurting, we have depression, anxiety issues, we are selfish, fight, we get mad at each other, all kinds of divisiveness. We ended that night, that was Sunday night, it was a little heavy, and a lot of tears were shed that night. But the good news, the next night we came back, and we learned that God has redeemed us. That through redemption, God has found us and healed us. So this was commitment night. We found out that God has caught us. He showed a video that if you can watch it on YouTube, it makes your stomach drop. There's this guy going skydiving for the first time, and it shows his instructor has a camera on, and it shows the guy falling, and the instructor goes out after him, and then the guy has a seizure in the air and flips over on his back and just cannot do anything, and he is just falling. And so all of this is caught on camera. The instructor is able to get down to him and pull his ripcord for him. And so Andy pointed out that that's what Jesus does for us, that we are dead in our sin. We do not have the ability to pull our own cord. Through Psalm 51 and Luke 5, we read that God does not give us the punishment for sin that we deserve. He is merciful. He cleanses us and heals us of what's broken. He takes our sinful hearts of stone and gives us a new heart. He gives us Jesus. He gives us the heart, pure and holy heart of Jesus. And this new heart, along with the Holy Spirit, brings joy to our lives. So that was a great night. And like I said, many students responded to that call for a first-time commitment to Christ. On the last night, we learned about restoration, that God is building his church and he is making all things new. We talked about the fact that we had to leave the mountain. We had to end the edge, that we had encountered God and hopefully that we had changed in some way. Andy reminded us that we had to come back to our homes, and sometimes those homes are going to be the same as when we left. And we have to return to the sinful, broken world. In 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 25, we read David's song to God. And from these verses, he pointed out about restoration, that we first are to call upon God when we are in distress, or actually when we're happy or sad or any time. And then he gave us restoration applications to apply to our lives. We must spend time in regular prayer with God. We also must learn to recognize our need for God's word in our lives. 1 John says, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. God uses his word to tell us how much he loves us and the commands for our lives. But how can we obey his commands if we don't know his commandments? And how can we know his commandments if we don't read them? We also learned that God is powerful and protects us. We have an enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy us, but we have a Savior who has already protected us and defeated death. We shouldn't let fear and anxiety be the theme of our lives because we have a powerful, loving Father. This restoration application is that we must have faith and trust that God is in control, even when we don't see, feel, or understand what is going on around us. Finally, God has rescued us from our sin through Jesus' death on the cross. He has rescued us because he delights in us. He loves us. And this restoration application, daily we must find time for repentance, to repent of our sins and the ways that we break God's heart, and also to worship God. This reminds us of our need for our Savior while keeping our focus on him. So as you can see, it was very simple. But this guy, Andy, the kids really connected with him, and he was able to put things in a very clear and concise way. On the final night, he did an illustration that I really liked, and so we wanted to share that. If Bailey and Jacob will come stand up here. He kind of explained, it just illustrates what Christ does for us through the cross. So, Bailey, before you put that on, Bailey in the black shirt, that just represents us and our sinfulness and the black and darkness of our sin. Jacob represents Christ and obviously the blood of Christ through his red shirt. In Isaiah, we read that even our righteous acts are like filthy rags before God. So even the best things that we do are still like filthy rags before God. So Bailey's going to put on a rag that kind of shows what it looks like when we try to do, yeah, have fun with that. So even when we try to do these righteous acts and try to cover ourselves with righteousness, as you can see, there's holes in that. The black still shows through. The sin in our life still shows through. So what are we to do for this? Thankfully, we have the blood of Jesus to cover our sins. Bailey was afraid he was going to get his hair messed up. So, the blood of Jesus covers our black sinful nature. It also covers even the righteous things we try to do. In Revelation, we read that not only are we dipped in the blood of Christ, but it washes us white as snow. So through the blood of Jesus, we are made... Yes, neck shirt, yeah. So that we are made white as snow. I thought that was a really cool illustration, and I'd never seen that before, and I just thought that it really illustrated the point, and we wanted to share it with you. Thank you, guys. You can have a seat. Okay, so enough of me talking. I know you want to hear the kids and leaders talk. So first, I would like to recognize our leaders that went on the trip. So if they could come on up here. Sean Haas, Bailey Robertson, who's one of our interns this summer, Jacob Brush, also an intern, Jada Hudson, also an intern, Chloe Williams, and Addie Aspen went as a student chaperone. So thank you. I would just like to publicly thank them for what they did this week, for giving up their time to go. Stay up here. If you look, we noticed this while we were on the trip. All of them and myself have been influenced by this church's youth ministry. And that's pretty awesome when I kind of realized that all of us... have been blessed by you guys pouring into the youth and children of this community. So thank you for doing that. And I'm excited, these guys, to watch them grow this week and also just lead was truly beautiful. And they're going to I didn't give them a choice. They all have to share. They're going to share a little bit about what they learned here in a second. I would like to, if the students, before you come stand up here so I don't embarrass you, we did have quite a few students that made a first-time profession of faith this week, and I just think we need to celebrate that because they're now Christians, and we need to celebrate that. So if you did that this week, would you mind just putting up your hand just so we can celebrate with you? Awesome. Yeah, great. So now I would like to invite all the students that went on the trip to come on up here with the leaders. Come stand up here. This isn't everybody. We had 22 students go. There were 29 of us total. Some of you know we had problems even before we got down there with van issues. I can't even go into the whole story, you guys. It was completely ridiculous, us trying to get there, but God made a way. We heard something while we were down there that this church prays that God would do things that no one in the church can take credit for. That God would work so mightily that we can only give the credit to God. And so even just with the van situation, it was beyond my control. And so God just worked that out. So these are some of the students. A lot of them couldn't be here this morning. So I just want to, invite anyone up that would like to share. The theme I talk to them about every night when we had our small group was, how are you going to be different when you go home? We can go on these trips and have a great time and meet with God, but how are you different when you go home? So my question to you guys How are you different? How did you experience God? How did you see God work? I also forgot to mention Mackenzie Boguette. Raise your hand, Mackenzie. I forgot to put her in the video too. Mackenzie was down there for two sessions on work crew. And so we've had others in the past, Annie Gearhart and Aaron Gould. Am I forgetting anybody? Taylor Karstens, that have done that before. So Mackenzie is also going to share with us some of her. She had a unique experience. So anybody that would like to come up and share how you saw God, how you were changed? Anybody, leaders or students?
Hi. Many of you know me. Many of you may not. I'm Bailey Robertson, and I was a chaperone on the trip. Hi. Bear with me. It's a pretty short speech, only like 45 minutes, so we'll try to keep it rolling. I got bullet points here, and so my transitions might not be flawless, but just kind of follow along. At the beginning of the trip, we didn't really know what to expect. We'd already faced a lot of adversity with the van situations, and it was just a tough start to the trip. When I started the trip, I didn't really know all of the kids that well. I knew some of the boys from men's Bible study on Tuesdays, and some of them had came to junior high D group on Sundays. Sunday at 4:30, you all better be there. But I got to know the boys a lot better at first. We had this little packet of really silly questions, like if you could be a color, what color would you be? Just silly stuff, and we all kind of got to know each other better. And then I got to know the girls throughout the week through, you know, powder, colored powder in my face, and just stuff. Once we arrived, the atmosphere really changed. You could really tell that once we got there, it was still playful, but it was a slightly more serious tone. You could really just feel a hunger and a thirst with the kids. They soaked up every word we said, and they just had a hunger and a thirst for Christ. I don't know if many of you saw it, but up there's a picture of me with like the girls' team holding a trophy. Yeah, I'm gonna go there. we had three teams in the dodgeball tournament. Each of the interns picked a team and coached them. The Raccoons won the girls' tournament. I coached that, so 5-0 on my coaching tenure right now. The U.S. women's FIFA soccer team's kind of scouting me out, so waiting to hear back from them. But back to the serious stuff. You could just really feel a thirst and a hunger for Christ in all these kids. And there's a song we sing D group sometimes, and I think it's called All Who Are Thirsty. And the lines are like, all who are thirsty, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life. And I feel like throughout the days we were there, the kids came to the fountain and they took a drink, and they're growing in Christ. Places I saw God would probably be in worship during the nights and in the morning with waking up with Wayne. Just these kids all singing and their hands up and just giving themselves to God and just singing along. And most specifically, Connor O'Malley, the whole week is like until about day three is like he didn't want to sing. He's just kind of sitting there, you know, trying to look cool. I don't know. But on day three after commitment night, I saw him there with his eyes closed and his hands up just singing and glorifying God. And that's probably where I saw God the strongest throughout the week. And two kind of funny things before I end on a serious note. We were taking pictures at the end for the slideshow, and we were taking a picture of Maddie Johnston, and I don't know if it was Brad or somebody else, but she was smiling, and we were like, Maddie, open your eyes. And she's like, I'm Chinese. And she just got these little squints. And then one more instance is Reed Morrison in the van had this spot on his pants, and there was just a, oh, don't be embarrassed. There was a really big debate on whether it was mustard or if he had wet his pants. And we gave him crap all week about it. So, but all in all, I left Anna a chaperone for 22 junior high kids, and I returned with 22 brothers and sisters in Christ. So.
I'm Kinsey Boguette, and I went as a work crew member this year. I've been to the Edge 3 times before. Okay, I'll get closer to the mic. This experience was a lot different than what I'd expected it to be. I always go into things with expectations, and they're usually pretty similar, but this was completely not what I'd expected at all. Not in a bad way, but I went in alone. I was the only one from our church going on work crew, and I knew that everyone else there had someone, which is fine. And it was a really good experience going alone and then having new friends and being able to make new friends and be the only one who's like the new girl or whatever. But yeah, but I feel like the way that I saw God work the most this week was everyone who had churches there, they didn't really connect with their churches. Like, they kind of, like, the work crew members were just kind of like, oh, we came with our church, and, like, they would hang out with them sometimes. But I don't know, my thoughts are really scattered. We throw glow sticks on the last night, so we go up to the very highest, like, spot in the chapel that we can. And I looked down during worship, and they were singing, I don't know what song. But I looked down, and I could see our church, and everyone was just worshiping God, and I could see God was moving them, and it was an amazing thing to see, and it was the place that I felt God the strongest. And it was just, I don't know, I hadn't really felt God in those 2 weeks. Like, he was there, but I didn't feel him at all being on work crew. But in that time, like, I knew that God was in the kids who came with our church. It was a really amazing thing to see, and I probably won't forget it. And I have a picture of it, but it's not here, so. But, yeah, and it kind of made me appreciate Anna and everything, because everyone who was on work crew was from, like, a really big town. Like, they were amazed that I live in a town with 5,000 people in it, and they all were so interested and wanted to know all about it. But it made me appreciate the fact that, like, I'm close to all the people who live here, or most of the time. And, like, our church is close, and our youth group is close, and I'm close with my friends, and I have a real experience in Anna. And I feel like other people don't get that. So that was how I felt God, and it was a really good experience, and I'll go again next year. But I'll have new expectations and new friends. So it'll be good.
I'm Addie Aspen. This is my fourth year going to the Edge, but my first as being a leader. For starters, I'd like to thank everybody that prayed for us. I'm not going to cry, but my voice is shaking. all the prayers that you guys sent to us, they, like, all were, they all came true, I guess you'd say. We really do appreciate everything that you guys have done to be able to send us on this trip. I didn't know I was going on this trip till about
3 weeks.
3 weeks. I applied for work crew, and I got put on the wait list. In my eyes, that was, like, the nice way of saying no. And before that, I had been told no to going to Mexico. But we're going this year. Being a leader, it's really different than going as a student. I didn't think that I'd have as much fun as I did. Because I came on to this trip, I knew, like, three girls. Three out of, like, everybody that was going. And I knew all the leaders. And through this trip, all the leaders definitely became close. And we got a big appreciation for all these kids. And not kids, but I'm a kid. We had these leader meetings every night when the kids would go to a lawn party. When I went, the lawn parties were okay, but I mean, could have been better. But we went, and I didn't really expect, like, anything. I was just like, oh, it's going to be like an hour of rest. This is so nice. And we got in there. We do, like, three worship songs. And those songs we sang, like, they were just so amazing because everything that we sang, like, came, like, to the heart, it felt like. Everything that we were saying, like, Lord, I need you, like, every hour. I'm not going to cry. I'm still shaking. But, like, those came, like, straight to the heart for all of us leaders and all the kids, too. On commitment night, we were in the leaders' meeting, and we'd sang our songs, and we talked about, like, what Andy was going to talk about that night. And so I guess they always, like, break up and pray for the kids in that night, but we didn't have enough time, I guess. So we did, like, one-sentence prayers, and those, I cried in those because all, like, the leaders, like, I'm pretty sure almost every one of them said, like, a kid's name, and then, like, just lift up Julia, for instance. Lift up Julia tonight. Let her see you. And all the leaders pretty much said, like, names. And that night, they all stood up to, like, go and accept Christ. And that, like, brought tears to my eyes. And they went out in the chapel that night. They went out to the lawn to write if they were ready to accept Christ. Returning, so they were coming back to Christ. Not ready, kind of self-explanatory, or reject. Luckily, no one rejected him in our group. We know that. But all the kids that, like, we prayed for stood up that night. And it says that heaven rejoices if one person accepts Christ. And over 8 of our people accepted Christ. And that, like, whew, that got everyone, I think. We were all so excited. And we definitely did have, like, a big party, I guess you'd say, because we all, like, gave them big hugs and everything. And we're like, we're so proud of you. This is so great. You guys don't know what's going to come now. But my favorite part and the way I saw God was through the kids. They, like, changed my perspective on things. And I wish I would have been that serious, like, when we went to the edge. I probably wasn't that serious. I was just like, oh, my friends are going a week away from my parents. Let's go. But all these kids were so serious from the minute we got into worship. And it was just so great to experience all of it. And thanks for letting us be able to go.
Hi, I'm Jada, and I was obviously a chaperone. This year, you know, I'm an intern here, and probably the biggest reason why I wanted to be an intern was so I could go to the edge, because I never got to go, and all my friends did, and they always talk about how amazing it is and how it kind of changed their lives, so I really wanted that. So one day, we were in the car, Brad, me, Bailey, and Jacob, and he was like, I'm just going to be honest with you. You might not have that much fun. And I was like, awesome. Great. So that day that we left, I had very low expectations. I was like, I'm just going to have to corral these kids, and they're going to annoy me, and I'm just going to want to be done. But it completely exceeded my expectations in every way, and the kids didn't annoy me as much as I thought they would. No, they really didn't. But so, yeah, it was awesome, and I'm really thankful for the opportunity to get to go. And Brad's question was, how did we see God and how are we changed? And I'm hoping that this answers the question. Not entirely sure. So getting to go to the edge as a leader, I know, is completely different than going as a student. But I really liked being able to go as a leader. And I'm really glad that this was my experience there. Because we got to see the kids worship God from a different angle. And just seeing them every song, they would have their arms raised, and, you know, you could just see it in their face how much they loved God. And it kind of reminded me that we should worship God with arms high and heart abandoned. That's quoting a song. And just how much they love and acknowledge their need for God reminded me of how much I love and need God. So these kids are awesome. And then commitment night, you'll hear us talk about that a lot. I realize that sometimes I forget to want others to know God, and I kind of just focus on my relationship with him, and I'm like, you know, hopefully you know God, but whatever. On commitment night, though, the leaders, they stay and pray while all the kids go and fill out their little forms to say if they're ready or not. And I don't think I've ever prayed that hard in my life. And just looking around and seeing all the leaders, just we were all so, like, into it. I don't know. But we were just praying for these kids by name, that they would know God and accept God into their lives. And I was sitting next to someone, and they stood up, you know, whenever the speaker said, you know, stand if you're ready to accept Christ. And I felt them stand up, and it, like, took my breath away, and I was like, yes. And I was so excited. And I kind of peeked up, even though I don't think I was supposed to. And I saw the kids who were standing, and I just started bawling, because as a leader, you just want these kids to know God. Like, you really want it. The whole week, that's kind of like what I was aiming for, just, you know, to get these kids to know Christ and to love him. And just, I don't know, that feeling of being a leader and seeing these kids worship God just kind of reminded me of, that's how I should be. I shouldn't have any reservations and just be like these kids, I guess. So, yeah.
My name's Julia Lasley, and this is my second year going to the Edge. And I hope many more as work crew and as a leader. And I'm also excited for next year being the 20th anniversary and my last year as a student. I think the Edge is such an amazing experience because you get to worship God with not only you, but with other people. And knowing that all the other people love God too, it makes you feel so much better. And also just the experiences, like with your friends, you get to know your friends more and know how much they love God. And it makes you, I guess, want to more. And it's just fun to be with Christians because you don't feel awkward for putting your hands up or singing or anything like that. Like, you don't feel weird. You just do it. And that's what I love about the Edge. And I think it's so amazing that everyone in that room in the chapel was singing and knowing that they loved God and I did too. And everyone was just connecting. And also when we got the notes to go outside and write if we were ready, returning, rejecting, or not ready. you could see that some of the kids were crying when we were outside. Everyone was kind of spread out, but kind of close. You could kind of hear, like, if people were crying, or kind of see their faces. And I know you weren't really supposed to, but I was kind of looking. And you could see that some of these people were really just pouring their hearts out and committing for the first time. And it was really emotional for me looking at all those people seeing, oh my gosh, this is really great. And I hope I have such a good time and the same experience as I did this year, many more years. Thanks.
Any other students would you like to share?
My name is JC Woodward, and this is my third year going to the Edge as a camper, also my last. And I hate public speaking, so bear with me as I make an attempt to be articulate. But the first 2 years of the Edge were really fun, and I didn't take it really seriously. And I went into this year thinking that this year wasn't going to be as fun as before because I didn't have my best friends with me, and I had really liked the speaker from before, but coming in and a lot of other people, I didn't expect to take this seriously. And by the end of the week, I just saw such a huge difference in everyone. And I'm not really that emotional, but I got super, super emotional on commitment night whenever I looked up and saw how many people just laid down their lives for Christ. And while it's supposed to be really fun, and that's what I always just thought of it, to just, you know, have fun. And it was a lot different than it had ever been for me. And I don't know what else to say. There it is.
Thank you. Any other students? Come on up, Katie.
Hi, I'm Katie Kirk. This was my first year going to the Edge, and it was really fun. It was really fun for my first year, and I thought I really wasn't going to fit in, but I did, because with all these other kids around my age worshiping God in the chapel and things like that. I became a Christian the first night when we were there. And on commitment night, that was the night that I really felt Jesus move in me. And it was an amazing feeling, and I loved it. I hope I get to go again next year and the years after that until I can't go. So I guess that's it. The end.
Anyone else? Okay. It's hard to try to articulate what happened. Do any other adults want to go?
Hi, my name is Chloe Williams. This is my fifth time going to the Edge, my third time going as a leader. I just want to thank you for all your support and prayers for this group, and it was a lovely experience. And this is my first time being the head girl leader, and I was really scared about that, but I ended up not even, like, being scared at all while we were there. It just happened. I really saw God work through the kids this week. Watching the kids worship God was a blessing, and as the week went on, more and more of our kids were truly worshiping God. At the end, all the boys were singing, and it was just amazing. God worked through one of the girls specifically by giving her the words to talk to one of the girls that was crying She just felt led to talk to her and to help her out when we couldn't. And that was just amazing to see. I also saw God work on commitment night. It was a blessing to see some of our kids stand up and become Christians for the first time. I opened my eyes. I know you're not supposed to, but I started crying as soon as I opened my eyes. I know I'm emotional, but it was just amazing to see all the kids that we were praying for, like right before our eyes, they became Christians, and it was the best experience ever. I'm not going to cry. Okay. Also, I would like to encourage you all to just pray for these kids, and because we are at the battle now, just help them and pray for them to keep their faith and to not let go of it and to stay strong as a group and to stay together. Thanks.
Chloe's a little shorter than me. My name's Sean Haas. This was the second year that I went and was a leader. And it's kind of funny because before I went, people would ask me where I was going for vacation and telling them that I was going to spend 5 days with a bunch of junior high kids. Kind of blew their mind. But I will say that I don't think there's anywhere else that I'd rather be. It was an awesome time. This year, not that I didn't see God last year, but this year he allowed me to take a more active role with some of the kids, letting me spend time individually with some of them and kind of letting them, help them walk through some things that they really needed to at the time. A lot of these kids have a lot of trouble, more trouble than I knew when I was their age. So getting them away and letting them experience God, I'm sure that's an amazing experience for them. Also, I just wanted to point out the high school kids that were leaders. I've been with them before, but they did a great job. I just wanted to point that out, that they really showed maturity and showed the love of Christ to these kids. So I just wanted to make note of that. So,
well, I guess I'm the last one. I'm not really good at this stuff with like speaking and sharing and all that, but just bear with me. My name is Jacob Rush. I was an intern and I was a leader on the edge, and it's actually my first year going. And I'm used to always being the student and like going to Tunica and all the D group stuff, but being a leader, it just like gave me a different perspective on everything. And seeing God work this week, probably the biggest part was us praying from every night until commitment night, and then actually having the prayers come true and seeing all of them accept Christ. And it was, I just don't really know how to explain it, but it was a great experience.
Thank you guys for praying for us. We had prayer partners, and I know some of you prayed just on your own. We can never articulate what happens on these trips, but I think you can see God worked. And now is when it really begins, because it's easy. Courtney Garner said this morning in Sunday school, it's easy to worship God at the edge or in Tunica or wherever we go or in these walls. But when we're out in the world, it's hard. And so some of them are starting high school this year. Others, I think junior high students are facing what high school students faced when I was in high school, and high school students are facing, you know, it's just the stuff they have to face. So please continue to pray for them. They're a great group of kids, and it was a we've said it, but it was a great trip, and God was very present in them, and it just, thank you to this church for loving students. So let's pray, and then we'll close. God, thank you. We just are so thankful that you love us so much and that you provide these moments to see you in new and different ways. God, remind us that we don't have to go on these trips to see you, that you are right here with us now, that you are with us every day. God, forgive us for not praying for each other like we do when we're on these trips. Lay on our hearts to pray for each other all the time. And God, I just pray for these students as they go back to their busy lives, that their eyes would be fixed on you and that you would bring others to encourage them and keep them rooted in you, God. Lord, thank you for this church and for the parents and all those who sacrificed so that the students could go on this trip. God, we just pray that you're glorified through all of this. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from God's Word. Tune in again next week for another sermon from the pulpit of First EPC in Anna, Illinois. Be sure and visit us on the web at www.firstepc.org or on Facebook at facebook.com/firstepc. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of First Evangelical Presbyterian Church of Anna, Illinois. Until next time, may God bless.